You're from freaking Iowa.
This aggression will not stand, man.
From the heart of eastern Iowa and the insert name of sponsor here, studio.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show.
He gone!
And in case you didn't get the subtle reference there, and we're gonna talk a little bit about some subtle references, especially in the world of Major League Baseball, coming up between now until in 7 p.m. But that subtle reference was made by Todd Brommelkamp, who is, in fact, gone today. So Alex Kuhn alongside Kyle Mann, 1600 a.m., the historic Main Gym, 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids is where you can listen to us, and also our KGYM Radio app, as well as online at kgymradio.com. Good show planned for you today. Comments made by Kirk Ferentz are getting a little bit of national consideration and national headlines and talk around the country. Kirk Ferentz believes there should be preseason football in college football, very similar to the NFL. He joined us in Chicago and kind of echoed those sentiments to us, and we'll discuss that in hour number one. Howard Balzer, NFL analyst, will join us at 5 o'clock. In case you didn't know, a Cedar Rapids native, Kurt Warner, will be enshrined in the Pro Football Hall of Fame on Sunday. Howard, who covered the St. Louis Rams for years and years and years, will join us at 5:05 to discuss Kurt Warner going into the Hall of Fame. 5:35, news coming out of Bourbonnais in Chicago Bears training camp. The Bears are really trying to remind Kevin White as to how good he used to be at football. We'll discuss that. Tommy Watkins will join us after his bye week last week from the show. Tommy, Tuesdays with Tommy, the manager of the Cedar Rapids Colonels, that will take place at 6:05. And a little talk about the NCAA and a story coming out of Orlando, Florida. Donald De La Haye, former kicker of the UCF Knights, ruled ineligible by UCF and the NCAA for accepting money for YouTube videos. We'll get into that. But first, I want to bring in Kyle Mann. And Kyle, we chatted yesterday about the trade deadline. And I want to start there before we get into this Yadier Molina story and the Kirk Ferentz story, ultimately the Kirk Ferentz story about preseason football. The Chicago Cubs, I didn't get your take on this. How much do they improve themselves? How much better do you feel about the Chicago Cubs after the trade deadline? Not just the trade yesterday, acquiring Alex Avila and Justin Wilson, but also throwing in Jose Quintana to the mix as well.
I think they really did a great job. They were going into this deadline, they had not as many prospects as they've had in the past, making other trades already. They had a small few needs, and they weren't able to address all of them. I think that they could still probably use a more legit leadoff man. But some of their most glaring needs, they needed bullpen help. They could use starting pitching help, especially in the long term, as Jake Arrieta is getting ready to probably leave town. And then after they lose Montero, they need a backup catcher. And from what I can see, they addressed three of their four huge needs without really giving up that much. We can go back and we can discuss about how good Eloy Jimenez is, but he's still 3 years away. That's where I left off with that. And then as far as the trade on Sunday for Avila and Justin Wilson, if they can get those guys for Jamer Candelario, you know, that's great. Jamer had no role on the major league roster, and even when he had made it up to the major leagues, he never wowed me. He was ranked as a quote-unquote top prospect, top 100 prospect, but he never had the look of one to me. And so I think that they address almost all of their needs without really giving up all that much. I thought it was a great job by the Cubs.
So the Cubs begin their life after the trade deadline this evening. They take on the Diamondbacks at Wrigley Field. Patrick Corbin against John Lester, 7:05 first pitch. The St. Louis Cardinals, they take on the Milwaukee Brewers at Miller Park in Milwaukee. So baseball going on. The Twins are on the West Coast. They take on the San Diego Padres. Jose Berríos on the mound for the Twins this evening, taking on Yolish Chacin. And Todd and I talked about this yesterday. The teams at the top in Major League Baseball really went for it yesterday and before the deadline. The Chicago Cubs, the Los Angeles Dodgers, the Washington Nationals, one team that really didn't do much and was labeled a loser of the trade deadline, the Houston Astros. The New York Yankees went for it. But you see the teams that were that kind of in the middle, hovering around the 500 mark. Teams like Milwaukee, team like the St. Louis Cardinals. The St. Louis Cardinals stood pat. And if you remember last week, this would have been Friday, Yadier Molina, their all-star catcher and the heart and soul of that team, really criticized Mike Matheny, the manager, for saying to the media that he was tired. Yadier Molina posted on Instagram that he's not tired, and he basically trains to play 174 games because he knows that's what it takes. That was kind of a wake-up call to a lot of Cardinal fans out there, and I know there are a lot in the area. 319-366-1600. Today, there was another Instagram post on Yadier Molina's page that raised eyebrows. And to someone who doesn't follow the Cardinals, it probably just sort of went by the wayside. You didn't blink twice at it.
Didn't seem weird to me.
Didn't seem weird to you. Didn't seem weird to a lot of people. But I know that a lot of Cubs fans are reveling in the fact that the Cardinals are scuffling right now. They're going through a lot of turmoil, and this seems to be a team without an identity, a team without a direction. And Yadier Molina posted today that he misses former coach Jose Oquindo, who was on the staff in St. Louis, has been on the staff in St. Louis forever, back in the Tony La Russa days. He's known as the secret weapon back to his playing days in St. Louis. Jose Oquindo was relegated to be an instructor in Jupiter, Florida, not on the coaching staff. And it was said that he was put on in that role because he had surgery and he wasn't able to carry out his duties as a coach in Major League Baseball. And then rumors started to come out. Jose De Jesus Ortiz of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch said that there might have been a little bit of a rift between him and Matheny. There were rumors that Oquindo didn't want to come back, didn't want to be on Mike Matheny's staff. So the day after the trade deadline, where the organization does nothing, the organization brings back Stephen Piscotty, sends Luke Weaver back to AAA, doesn't let the young kids play, sends Harrison Bader back to AAA. He comes out and says, I miss Jose Oquindo. I want Jose Oquindo back. And I think it was hashtag old school baseball. And Jose Oquindo was known for holding his players accountable for not making mental mistakes, which is part of what made the Cardinals so good for so long. And you've clearly seen a shift in that, and it's been really a talking point in St. Louis. So where people outside of St. Louis don't see what Yadier Molina was trying to do here, now that I've said this, this was clearly a calculated jab at Mike Matheny. My question for you, Kyle, this organization, first of all, fair or foul? Because the reaction from the local media has really, for the most part, sided on Matheny's side of things.
Really?
Which is interesting to me. Oh, there's better ways for him to do this. But at the same time, there's clearly something wrong with the on-field product. They've been going through turmoil in the front office. They've shaken things up on the coaching staff already this year. Don't you have to listen to the heart and soul of your team, who is desperately trying to show you or desperately trying to show the public that he feels there's something wrong going on with the coaching staff?
Yeah, you ask fair or foul, and there's kind of a contrast here because just a couple months ago you had Montero speaking out, and the reaction to that was there are better ways to do these things. There are more private, more professional arenas to have these conversations. But Yadi Molina is on the short list of guys in this league who have more, you know, they've got more credibility on their own team than the manager does. Yadi Molina is one of those guys. So if he says something, you're right, you have to listen. And as I was sitting listening to you lay out that scenario, it reminds me a lot of the Cleveland Cavaliers a couple years ago when David Blatt was the head coach and you started to hear rumors of the players really kind of developing an affinity for Tyronn Lue, who at the time was an assistant coach. And lo and behold, a few short months later, Tyronn Lue replaces David Blatt as the head coach. And so I think you're right. There's really no other way, after you've been explained the context to this, there's really no other way to interpret this other than the beginning of a public mutiny of Mike Matheny.
It'll be interesting to see how that is handled. 319-366-1600 is our telephone number and the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. We have a poll question for you today, and it comes based on the news yesterday that the Olympics will be returning to American soil, Los Angeles, at 2028, I believe, after the 2024 Paris Olympics. How should the selection of sites for Olympics be handled? Three options: select one permanent site, select four permanent sites that host in rotation, or the last option, keep it the way it is. You can vote on that at kgymradio.com. I mentioned earlier that we're going to get into a little bit of football here this afternoon. First, we're going to start with college football. Scott Docterman of the Land of 10 wrote a story today, and I think this goes back to Media Days in Chicago, that Kirk Ferentz really would like preseason football to take shape in college football. And there are a couple angles that I looked at this. First, what does Kirk hope to gain from these preseason games? And I think that we both have an obvious answer to that, and we'll get to that after 4:30. But would you like to see it? 319-366-1600. I personally, as we flip the calendar to August, we're at August 1st, and Eddie Goldman is on the calendar for the Chicago Bears, a current member of the Chicago Bears. We actually revealed that yesterday. But August is a time where we kind of get a sneak peek as to what's happening in the NFL. And I think really the only complaint with preseason football is that fans have to pay the same price to go see preseason football that you do regular season game, which is an absolute, it's a joke. I think that's been talked about ad nauseum. But in college football, I don't think that would be a problem. The question is, the possibilities would be endless, and Scott talked about this in his piece at Land of 10. You can check it out there. Would you play an FCS team? Would you play a big-time SEC team? Would it just be a scrimmage? Are you donating the proceeds to different charities? Whatever the case is, how much are you charging to get into these games? Those are the questions that would have to be figured out, and we'll dive into those after 4:35, and reaction is already coming across the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line, not only about the preseason college football, but about the situation in St. Louis as well. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll get you the first Midwest One Big Board update of the day. And we'll respond to a couple of these texts and then talk a little bit about Kirk Ferentz's comments about preseason football. in the world of college football. More on the way. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn featuring Kyle Mann, which is a name given to us by Mark Dukes during the gym class, and I'm going to stick with that all day. More on the way after this.
I'm concerned about our computers. I keep hearing stories about viruses holding files hostage.
My brother's office hasn't had any issues. They work with IT solutions. You can find them at ineedmycomputerstowork.com.
IT solutions?
Yeah, they have affordable, custom, managed monthly care for businesses like ours.
How does it work?
Think of it like taking care of your teeth. You wouldn't wait until something goes wrong and then try and find a random dentist, right?
No.
Exactly. Their multi-level protection includes virus protection on workstations and servers, virus filters at your internet connection, keeping security patches up to date, and installing custom protection developed by IT solutions that no one else has. They also back up your data locally, so recovery is fast and easy.
Wow, all that for a low, affordable monthly fee and a plan that's customized just for us?
Yes, that's what IT Solutions has been doing for over 30 years. Go to ineedmycomputerstowork.com for more info.
Well, I've got a few minutes before our meeting. I'll go to ineedmycomputerstowork.com right now.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
The Colonels have fireworks sponsored by Bank of the West this Friday night, but that's not the only firepower we have in store for our fans. It's also Superhero Night. See Captain America, Batgirl, Black Widow, The Flash, and Hawkeye at the game. And the first 1,000 fans receive a superhero hat sponsored by Electronics Engineering. Visit Colonels.com for more information or to order tickets.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
The Cardinals fans are responding on the text line, and we will get to that in a second. But first, our first Midwest One Big Bank Big Board update of the day. Midwest One, where you're the one.
The Iowa baseball team lost in their opening game at the National Baseball Congress World Series on Sunday, but we're back on the diamond today with the Mulvane Patriots, and the fans there in Wichita saw one heck of a game. The teams were tied at 3 after 9 innings, but Mulvane applied pressure immediately by going ahead 4-3 in the top of the 10th, but Iowa too responded immediately to retie it at 4. Mulvane scored again in the 12th to go up 5-4, and that would be the final after the Hawkeyes left the bases loaded. The high school baseball season wrapped up last weekend, and today the All-State squads were released and featured a good handful of metro area players. First teamers in Class 4A were Iowa City West Connor McCaffrey, Braden Houston, and Isaiah Onu Follard. Cedar Rapids Kennedy's Matt Burst, Cedar Rapids Jefferson's Braden Frazier, Cedar Rapids Prairie's Levi Usher, and City High's Brett McCleary. Vinton Shelsberg's Will Edwards was named a first teamer in Class 3A, and Regina's Ryan Scully a first teamer in 2A. The Colonels down to the Clinton Lumber Kings in the third game of their four-game series yesterday, 2-0, thanks to a two-run homer by the newly acquired Jimmy Kerrigan. They're back out there tonight trying to secure the series victory. Tyler Beardsley gets a start for the Colonels, taking on LJ Newsom with first pitch set for 6:35. Tonight on KGYM, as almost always, we will have Twins baseball as they take on the San Diego Padres in the first of what's just a two-game series. Jose Berrios will take the mound for the Twins opposite Julie Chassin, and that game's going to start shortly after 9 on 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
So we've been talking for the first 23 minutes of this program. A little bit we tease the preseason college football story. We'll get to that after this bottom of the hour Sports Center update that we'll get to in about 5 minutes. But we were talking about the St. Louis Cardinals. And this is the second time in about 5 days that Yadier Molina, the heart and soul of that team, has taken not-so-subtle jabs at the manager, Mike Matheny. And we've gotten some texts on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line, 2676. I'm a big Mike Matheny fan and supporter, but since Jose has been gone, this team has lost that it factor. 8721. I was in St. Louis last weekend. I saw errors made by the Cards that high school players don't make. Bad managing. And that's the thing that I have taken from this season. And I know a lot of people will look at the standings and say, oh, they're only 4.5 games out, which is true. They're 52-53 on the season. That's not where they want to be, clearly. But people will point and say, oh, they're 4.5 games out. And it's not necessarily about the wins and losses per se. Clearly, you'd want them to be, all Cardinals fans want them to have more wins than they do right now. But I think it's to the texter's point. they look like they make mistakes that high school kids don't make on the base paths, in the field, at the plate. You are constantly seeing mental errors from this team that you have not seen from them. And I've never, in all of my years growing up in that town, I've seen a couple of pretty bad teams. You think about the 2007 team after they won the World Series in 2006. That was a byproduct of them getting old and wearing down. That wasn't a byproduct of them being fundamentally bad. And when you have a guy like Yadier Molina getting fed up with it, you kind of think of two things. Well, maybe he's just, it's his frustration getting in the way, which is possible because we've seen him, let's just say he's not afraid to speak his mind. He's been very outspoken during his time in St. Louis. But, like I was saying, you pretty much have to, that's the only thing to go by. We aren't in the clubhouse every day. We don't get to see what's happening. Bill DeWitt Jr., the owner of the Cardinals, loves Mike Matheny and has given his support over and over and over again. But this is just another strike against him. And it for a team that's struggling to find their way and making very uncharacteristic mistakes, not only on the field, but off the field. This just adds more to the fuel to the fire when it comes to this offseason, wondering what's going to happen with the future of the team.
You talk about the degradation of the Cardinals and kind of the Cardinal way over the past 10 years or so. And thinking about this, one thing that I definitely would not expect from the Cardinals that I've known for most of my life is for their best is a funny word, their star player to be engaging in a social media spat against the manager. And I think that alone kind of shows you where are we with the Cardinals right now? Well, Yadi Molina basically just called out his manager on social media. That's where we are. And I think, you know, he hasn't been afraid to talk his mind, but he's Yadi Molina. He's your captain. He's been your captain for a long time. You have to listen to that, and you have to realize that, you know, maybe you kind of want, maybe they're hoping that they can make it through the season without having to fire Matheny mid-year. But if Yadi's that fed up, and we've been seeing these errors, the mental lapses, we've been seeing it all year. So how much longer are they going to put up with it?
73-72, making a hacking joke about the Cardinals. And, well, I think that he or she is trying to rile up the Cardinal fans a little bit. I think it is important, I've said this a couple of times, to realize where this organization started to go south was when Jeff Luhnow and company did leave for the Houston Astros. Think about how good that organization, the St. Louis Cardinals, was at developing and bringing talent to the major league level when he was the director of player personnel director of player development in St. Louis, and now they are really, really struggling to do anything. And it's just a complete 180-degree difference from where the Cubs were just a couple of years ago and where the Cardinals are right now. I mean, if I would have told you 3 years ago, I know that the Cubs were excited about the prospects that they had, and they figured and that they've come to the major leagues, and some of them have hit, and some of them are the book's still out on. They win a World Series. But if I would have told you a few years ago that we'd be talking about Mike Matheny, who had made three consecutive NLCSs, getting fired, would you have believed me?
Crazy things happen in baseball, and Cal Eldred has actually pointed this out a few times over the past couple months when he comes and speaks with the gym class. But the Cardinals, leading up to this deadline, he forecasted that they were going to be in a very strange position because they're not really in a spot to compete, but they're also not really in a spot to sell. And so this was going to be a very tumultuous week or two for the Cardinals, and it's playing out a lot like that. Maybe a little bit more than we thought with the Yachty drama.
And on the text line, as much as I love my Cardinals, Matheny, Mike Matheny, has to go, and that is an opinion that is spreading like wildfire in St. Louis. And thank you to all the Cardinal fans on the text line. We've gotten some good reception here in the first half hour, and I know that this next half hour where we chat about Kirk Ferentz's ideas about preseason college football will draw some opinions as well. So we'll talk about that after a bottom of the hour Sports Center update. More on the way after this.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. That bit of nothing is everything. And that's what you get when you purchase a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz from your authorized dealer. Because only an authorized Mercedes-Benz dealership has the skilled technicians to certify that your pre-owned vehicle is up to Mercedes-Benz standards. Only Mercedes-Benz can back their certified pre-owned vehicles with an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, with roadside assistance included. It's time to experience confidence that's as unlimited as the warranty. Visit the certified pre-owned sales event now through August 31st, and you'll receive 2 years of prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Be without second baseman Dustin Pedroia for a fourth straight game tonight against the Indians. He's been placed on the DL with inflammation in his left knee. Boston ace Chris Sale will be going for his American League leading 14th win of the season. He has a 21 2/3 scoreless inning streak. He's 5-7 lifetime though versus Cleveland, the only opponent he has a losing record against in his career, with a minimum of 3 starts. Sale not the only Cy Young candidate starting tonight. Nationals ace Max Scherzer goes against the Marlins. He's 8-2 with an MLB best 1.86 ERA since May 26. White Sox put outfielder Willie Garcia on the 7-day concussion DL. He sustained that concussion during a frightening collision with teammate Yoan Moncada. Moncada has a bruised knee. He is not in the lineup tonight against the Blue Jays. NFL Seahawks safety Cam Chancellor signed a 3-year, $36 million extension, $25 million guaranteed, reports ESPN's Josina Anderson. Driver Kurt Busch and Stewart Haas Racing are parting ways. He's been informed his option won't be picked up after this season, so Busch becomes a free agent tomorrow.
Experience why for nearly a century men have trusted Barbasol for a close, comfortable shave. Whether it's extra moisturizing with vitamin E or soothing aloe, all you have to do is sit back and bask in the glory of your close shave. You're looking good, America. You're shaving with Barbasol.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. That bit of nothing is everything. And that's what you get when you purchase a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz from your authorized dealer. Because only an authorized Mercedes-Benz dealership has the skilled technicians to certify that your pre-owned vehicle is up to Mercedes-Benz standards. Only Mercedes-Benz can back their certified pre-owned vehicles with an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, with roadside assistance included. It's time to experience confidence that's as unlimited as the warranty. Visit the certified pre-owned sales event now through August 31st, and you'll receive 2 years of prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Here's the scoop on garden soil. Sometimes it needs help from the Home Depot, where bags of Miracle-Gro garden soil are a special buy, 3 for just $10. It improves existing soil with nutrients plants need for stronger roots, so they'll hit the ground running, starting with much better ground. Miracle-Gro garden soil, 3 bags, $10. Now at the number one retailer for Scott's Miracle-Gro, the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last. Contiguous U.S. only. Limit 80 per customer.
When smart businesses need to grow their team, they do it on the site proven to deliver, Indeed.com. According to an independent study, Indeed delivers 5 times more hires than any other job site, more hires than the rest combined. And right now we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, boosting your listing and relevant search results. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
4:35, the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn featuring Kyle Mann continues on KGYM Radio, 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym. 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids. First half hour in the books. We talked a little bit about the St. Louis Cardinals getting the Cardinal fans riled up, and Yadier Molina's not-so-subtle jab, his second not-so-subtle jab at manager Mike Matheny in the last 5 days. And we've even heard from the Cubs fans as well about the Cardinals. And I just look at that division right now, and I think that it affects everybody. I think it affects the Cubs. It affects the Cardinals. It affects the division race, or lack thereof, heading into August. August 1st. I can't believe we've already reached the point where we can start talking a little bit about college football. We'll talk some baseball as well moving forward. But Scott Docterman of the Land of 10 wrote a piece today that I saw Dan Wolkin, I believe, of CBS Sports retweet. And Kirk Ferentz, the head football coach at Iowa, I don't even know why I had to put that. Do I have to
Who's
put that?
That
label on him? That's a crutch, isn't it?
You never know.
I won't do that again.
Listening.
I won't do that again. He wants preseason games in college football. And he wants to break up the monotony of waiting for the regular season to start. He wants to get some of the young guys more reps. He wants to see preseason football, or likes the idea of seeing preseason football coming to the college game. What are your thoughts? We want to hear from you. 319-366-1600. That's our text line, but give us a call, because I know that there are a lot of people texting in already, making the joke about Iowa has preseason games every year against Wyoming, Iowa State, and North Texas.
Low-hanging fruit, but true.
Low-hanging fruit, but
true.
The first thing that came to my mind when I heard this was, what are the ulterior motives? And I'm not accusing Kirk or any other college football coach of having ulterior motives when they speak. Oh, wait. Whether good or bad, college football coaches are salesmen. That's their job.
They're marketers.
They're marketers.
Walking marketers.
They're salesmen. The first thing that I thought of was, I wanted to go back to see what other programs said about Iowa and try to make sense of this whole thing. And Athlon Sports releases their preseason magazine, and Derek Young of Scout.com posted this afternoon talking about other coaches commenting on Iowa, what they'll look like this year, and where their program stands. One quote in particular kind of stood out to me, and this is coming from an anonymous assistant coach in the Big Ten. Quote, Ferentz is locked up on that deal for a reason. He's one of the most consistent coaches in America at elevating mediocre talent. They shouldn't be able to compete the way that they do. That strikes me because...
It goes on his headstone.
Iowa, at the beginning of every season, I think there's a reason that they want to ease themselves into the season. They have a lot of guys that haven't played college football. A lot of, like he said, I'm not going to say mediocre talent, but that's the words coming from another coach in the Big Ten. And many times at the beginning of the season, they're just not ready to play the big-time teams, at least in Kirk Ferentz's mind. So what you said earlier, Kyle, he wants to have more games that either A, are winnable, or B, don't matter, to get some game time reps for his players. That's his ulterior motive, is it not?
I would have to agree. I think there is good and bad here. My initial reaction after we kind of just read the headline and talked about this morning, I had a different reaction after I read the article, because at least the points that he's making are that he wants to break up the monotony, and he's kind of just worried that things are going to get boring. Boredom will set in for the players, I think, is what he said. And that, like, that's good. That's great. Like, he wants his practices to be efficient. But I did have another thought. Let me ask you this. Do you think a guy like PJ Fleck is ever worried about his own practices becoming monotonous, or that he has to make sure his practices are energized enough? Do you think that that's a concern that crosses PJ Fleck's mind?
That is a great question. Probably not, because I think that that's kind of his deal. And I'm not going to say one style of coaching is better than the other, because
right.
clearly Kirk Ferentz has succeeded
success.
And sustained his way of coaching.
Sure.
But that is an interesting question. And we'll get to the phone line in just a second. We'll bring Andrew and Ely into the program in just 1 second. But I think back to last year, and I've talked about this, and I hate using this as an example, but my younger brother plays college football, and he plays at the University of Memphis, and they went through a coaching change last year. And I saw them in week one playing Southeast Missouri State, and the offense looked terrible. Terrible. I had never seen them look as bad as they looked in that game. They win that game 35-17. By the end of the year, they were one of the top 25 offenses in college football. And I asked Gabe, why did you guys look so bad in week one? And he said, we had never run our offense against another team. We uh-huh. ran against ourselves in practice all the time, and we didn't know what the look was going to be like playing another team. And because of that, they looked awful. So I think that it would be very beneficial for these preseason scrimmages, games. People are talking about injuries on the text line, and definitely for good reason.
That's part of
but it. But you don't have to play your starters all that often. I think this is more for red shirts.
I think so, too.
I think this is more for the young guys to get game time reps, which is something that is you can't duplicate in practice. So like I said, Andrew and Ely has been waiting patiently on the phone line. You can follow him, 319-366-1600. Andrew, go ahead.
Yeah, so I was just going to comment from an injury standpoint. I know the NFL has been debating their preseasons, and with the head injuries and the CTE and that kind of stuff, I just think it's probably going the wrong direction to have additional games in college. At what point is college also going to have some liability for some of these, you know, additional long-term injuries? I'll hang up.
Thanks, Andrew. And you can follow him, like I said, 319-366-1600. And yeah, that's going to be one of the biggest drawbacks, the biggest arguments against adding more games.
Yeah.
It's very clear. The question I have, I think that's a valid point. In camp, they're hitting anyways. The physicality of these fall camps, I've been around a few of them. The injuries, the collisions, they're happening anyways. And we'll get to some of these texts on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line, 319-366-1600. Marcus and Marion, I love the idea of preseason games or even a scrimmage-type format. Gives you a chance to play some of the younger guys and gives you an idea of what they can do. Ryan and Walford, look at the history. We struggled with FCS schools in our non-conference schedule. Last year, the Hawkeyes lost to North Dakota State and then beat Michigan. They tend to play their best football during Big Ten play. If Iowa had a few preseason games to gear up, maybe they would schedule more FBS opponents in the non-conference. They use their non-conference games to get ready for the Big Ten. It makes complete sense to play preseason games for a program like Iowa. And that's the point right there, Ryan,
yeah.
that I think Kirk Ferentz is clearly in agreement with you on. The preseason, the non-conference is clearly a tune-up, or not necessarily a tune-up. It's developmental time. You talk about camp. You talk about during the fall when some of these younger players go and play on the scout team. That's not exactly from the time you start preseason camp to the time you're playing. It's 30 something days, and with the lack of two-a-days now, the legislation that two-a-days aren't taking place, and then now throwing in the wrinkle that you have to have one off day per week during camp, it makes it a little bit tougher to develop. And then, like I said, you can't make up, you can't simulate the intensity of game time reps and until you experience them. And for a team like Iowa, especially with the way that the cycle goes for this football program, freshman and sophomore years for some of these players, for a lot of these players, aren't exactly productive years. Even if they are on the field, you see these guys playing their best as juniors and seniors. So maybe a couple of games to simulate what the Big Ten or what college football may look like may help. Brandon in Cedar Rapids has been waiting patiently. Brandon, go ahead.
Yeah, guys. You know, I'm all for like a preseason game or some kind of scrimmage. You know, like I remember back in high school, we would have like joint practice and then have like a Gatorade Bowl or something like that to where we would have some kind of scrimmage game against another team. And then I know like NFL teams used to do that. I don't know if they still do that anymore, but that'd be something that would be productive. You know, get to know and get some in-game playing time, get those younger guys to feel, not just for Iowa, but a lot of teams all across the country, I think would just be beneficial.
Thank you.
What do you guys think?
No, I agree with you, Brandon. The one drawback that the teams at the top will have is I think this slightly takes away the advantage of some of the better teams in college football because those teams are ready to play. Those teams have the depth to play in week one. Alabama can play whoever they want in week one and be ready.
Exactly. And that kind of relates to my initial reaction to this whole thing is, you know, the discussion around Iowa's schedule recently has been, can Iowa please schedule somebody a little bit more difficult towards the beginning of a year? And we got a little note from Mark Morehouse last week in Chicago that Iowa may have tried to maneuver out of an Iowa State game so that they could, you know, schedule somebody different. And that was kind of exciting at the time. And then this today, I think Kirk's point about wanting his practices to be efficient is good and wanting to break up monotony and all that, that's great. But what this story here today tells me, and I think Ryan from Walford nailed it. What I think this tells us is that Kirk's coaching style is to accept that his team's not ready early in the year. And if that's the reality, Iowa is never going to schedule a tough opponent week one. And, you know, it makes me think that we're never going to see Iowa, you know, come out and play a big opponent early in the year and put themselves on a national stage.
I think that is, it's pretty clear to me that it's a big worry for Kirk because he knows the type of player that he recruits. And I go back to this quote right here, and I'll read it once again in case you missed it. Ferentz is locked up on that deal for a reason. He's one of the most consistent coaches in America at elevating mediocre talent. They shouldn't be able to compete the way that they do. And Ryan and Walford brought up this fact. They play their best football in October after the experience kind of sets in and they're able to get over the initial shock of being out on the field in front of 70,000 people playing against the level of talent that is consistently put out on Big Ten fields across the Midwest and across the country. That's why I think they've struggled a little bit in the non-conference. They've lost to some teams that fans would rather them not lose to. You look at North Dakota State last year, and they go out in October or November and beat Michigan. There was a time last year they were 5-4, and a lot of people thought after that Penn State game that they might not make a bowl game. They turned things around. And they went out during the regular season, then lose in the bowl game. So I think this is the one question that I have. I would be interested in it. Would you be interested in watching a preseason college football game? on TV. Would you be interested in going to a preseason college football game, especially since, and I think this would be a given, they couldn't charge the same amount that they would for a regular season game. Pay $5, get in the door, go see Iowa play, whether it's you and I or Illinois State, or they go out and play another Power 5 team during the preseason to kind of test themselves. We'll get to that. We'll get to your texts. We'll get to your calls. We're overdue for a break. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. Kyle's going to give you your second Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the day. And we're going to head to hour number two, where we'll chat with Howard Balzer about a Cedar Rapids native heading to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. More on the way after this.
It's the Cubs Report, brought to you by Hertine and Stocker Jewelers on the Pet Mall in downtown Iowa City, 101 South Dubuque Street. Stop in and congratulate Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate on 70 years in business. One of them is always there. Chicago's front office got down to business Sunday night, acquiring left-handed reliever Justin Wilson and catcher Alex Avila from Detroit. The move cost the Cubs two minor leaguers in either a third or cash at a later date, and helps to shore up a couple areas of concern for the team looking ahead to October. In Wilson, the Cubs get a southpaw capable of getting both right and left-handed hitters out. His 12.3 strikeouts per nine innings ranks fifth among left-handed relievers with at least 20 appearances. He's also a great insurance policy should anything happen to closer Wade Davis. Wilson assumed the ninth inning role in Motown after Francisco Rodriguez's early season struggles, saving 13 games for the Tigers. Avila has the second highest on-base percentage among catchers with at least 250 plate appearances this season. He'll help lessen the burden on Wilson Contreras and could also fill in at first base in a pinch.
I'm concerned about our computers. I keep hearing stories about viruses holding files hostage.
My brother's office hasn't had any issues. They work with IT solutions. You can find them at IneedMyComputersToWork.com.
IT solutions?
Yeah, they have affordable, custom, managed monthly care for businesses like ours.
How does it work?
Think of it like taking care of your teeth. You wouldn't wait until something goes wrong and then try and find a random dentist, right?
No.
Exactly. Their multi-level protection includes virus protection on workstations and servers, virus filters at your internet connection, keeping security patches up to date, and installing custom protection developed by IT solutions that no one else has. They also back up your data locally, so recovery is fast and easy.
Wow, all that for a low, affordable monthly fee and a plan that's customized just for us?
Yes, that's what IT solutions has been doing for over 30 years. Go to IneedMyComputersToWork.com for more info.
Well, I've got a few minutes before our meeting. I'll go to IneedMyComputersToWork.com right now.
4:53, August the 1st on the KGYM studio, southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Alex Kuhn alongside Kyle Mann. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn featuring Kyle Mann. Todd Brommelkamp out today. He'll be back tomorrow, where we will have the 6 o'clock showdown along with Dargan Southard of the Des Moines Register, who will talk about UNI football media day, which takes place tomorrow. It is hard to believe that we are just 30 days from the start of college football and 32 days away from the kickoff, where the Hawkeyes will take on the Wyoming Cowboys. 11 a.m. start at Kinnick Stadium. Well, Josh Allen, one of the top quarterback prospects in college football, one of the top NFL prospects in the country, will come into Kinnick Stadium and try to lead his team to a victory despite losing a lot of his skill position players from last year. We're about to head to hour number two in just about 3 minutes, where we will chat with Howard Balzer, one of the legendary NFL analysts that I've had the pleasure of listening to with his time in St. Louis and his time on Sirius XM Radio covering the league. And he was in St. Louis when Kurt Warner led that team to the only Super Bowl that the city has ever seen, and the city will probably 99.9% chance will ever see. Well, so we'll chat with Howard in about 5 minutes, but first, we got to get you another Big Board update brought to you by Midwest One Bank. Midwest One, where you're the one.
The Iowa baseball team lost in their opening game at the National Baseball Congress World Series on Sunday, but we're back on the diamond today with the Mulvane Patriots, and the fans there in Wichita saw one heck of a game. The teams were tied at 3 after 9 innings and tied at 4 after 10 innings, but Mulvane scored again in the 12th to go up 5-4, and that would be the final after the Hawkeyes left the bases loaded. The high school baseball season wrapped up last weekend, and today the All-State squads were released and featured a good handful of metro area players. First-teamers in Class 4A were Iowa City West's Connor McCaffrey, Braden Houston, and Isaiah Ono-Follard, Cedar Rapids Kennedy's Matt Burst, Cedar Rapids Jefferson's Braden Frazier, Cedar Rapids Prairie's Levi Usher, and City High's Brett McCleary. Vinton Shelsburg's Will Edwards was named a first-teamer in Class 3A, and Regina's Ryan Scully a first-teamer in 2A. The Colonels downed the Clinton Lumber Kings in the third game of their four-game series yesterday, 2-0, thanks to a two-run homer by the newly acquired Jimmy Kerrigan. They're back out there tonight, trying to secure the series victory. Tyler Beardsley gets a start for the Colonels, taking on LJ Newsom with first pitch set for 6:35. Tonight on KGYM, as almost always, we will have Twins baseball as they take on the San Diego Padres in the first of what's just a two-game series. Jose Berríos will take the mound for the Twins opposite Yolis Chacin for the Padres, and that game will start shortly after 9 o'clock on 107.5 FM, the North Gym. I looked up that name like five different times today, and I still can't get it.
Yolis Chacin.
Is it Yo or Joe?
Yolis.
Okay.
I believe. I've looked that one up several times because he was a prospect, I think, in the Colorado Rockies organization.
He's got a great name.
He does.
Wish I could say it.
Hour number one, almost in the books. Recap, we talked a little bit about Yadier Molina and his what do you even call it at this point? You said a mutiny. You use that word. But
yeah,
his displeasure with manager Mike Matheny and from 4 to 4:30. And then we talked about preseason football and the idea that head football coach of the Iowa Hawkeyes, Kirk Ferentz, put towards the table of whether or not there should be preseason games in college football. I personally would enjoy going to a game, would enjoy watching a preseason game, because I think we kind of get invested in the NFL that way. A lot of people say they don't like preseason games in the NFL, yet they're sitting there watching them in their entirety, all four quarters, trying to figure out whether the fourth string fullback is going to get cut this week or not. And they think about how many people watch Hard Knocks, training camp with whoever on HBO.
Whoever. They don't
whoever,
care.
Who even is it this year?
We have a. I'm on it.
We'll have you investigate that. But we're going to chat with Howard Balzer next about Kurt Warner heading into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. More of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn featuring Kyle Mann
Buccaneers
on the way after this.
Lots of things take 15 minutes, like sitting through a halftime show or running a very slow mile. Well, Buffalo Wild Wings wants to add one more to the list: the B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch. Order from this menu and you'll get your lunch in 15 minutes or it's free. So put in your order, count all the tiles on our ceiling, and voila, 15 minutes and your food has arrived. Or it's on us. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Valid for tables of six or less Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at participating locations for dine-in only. Other restrictions apply. See participating location for details.
What you doing?
Ran out of space on my phone, so I'm deleting some stuff. Bye, singing dog. Bye, goal.
I pronounce you.
Bye, wedding ceremony.
Stop. At MetroPCS, you get two free phones with twice as much memory.
Really?
Don't say bye to your memories. Switch to MetroPCS and get two free LG K20 Plus phones with 32 gigs when you switch two lines. MetroPCS. Wireless. Figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included in phone price. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network. See store for details and terms and conditions.
Right now at the Home Depot, Ortho Bug Be Gone 32-ounce concentrate, ready to spray, or 10-pound bag is your choice, two for just $10. There's no magic to making bugs disappear, but there is Bug Be Gone. It'll knock out over 100 types of insects for fewer pests in your lawn and more money in your pocket. Start your own disappearing act with Ortho Bug Be Gone. Your choice, two for just $10, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last, U.S. only.
Dude, you look different.
Well, my body is glowing gold.
No, it's not that. Did you get a new shirt?
No, I joined the Fuel Rewards program at Shell and got instant gold status.
No, did you lose weight?
No, it's the gold status. I save 5 cents a gallon on every fill every day.
Got it. It's a tan.
Get rewarded with instant gold status at Shell with the Fuel Rewards program. It's free to join. So join now at fuelrewards.com/gold. Restrictions apply. Active gold status required. Introductory offer valid for 6 months after activation. Limit 20 gallons at participating Shell stations. See fuelrewards.com/gold.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM. 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. Right now, Tua baseball's best pitchers on the hill tonight.